that he rebuilt it once, and then it fell down. So when it has to be rebuilt, one can fall the other. And that is true, even according to the notion of the Gemara, that has a clear notion, and Mechitza is good. So the Gemara says, Nofel Shana. So at that time we discussed. Ratisha says, Nofel Shana, because who do Lassis Baba Hetzna? So the Mela has a clear, is certainly Shmeyaz. And Rashi says, Shari Mitzratzo Hashem. So it's Ratzo Hashem. But whatever the reasons, so in case of Nofal, then everyone agrees that has a clear Shmeyaz Hezek. So the Mela is going to be Mechayel Eisel Ibnese. Ad Avrami, so Mechayel Eisel Ibnese, Ad Avrami. בחזקה של עושם עד שיוברי שלא ימאס. So suppose that Reuven rebuilt the wall that fell down, and then he claims reimbursement from Shimon, and Shimon says, I already reimbursed you. So now he is בחזקה של עושם. Why? After all, so the chesed shenos. Imon aro echod la'achet shebone ani osisid mishali shorivotzo zel isayeli v'tei lichot yaisiye v'zei namasad echel kinel ad sheyobi hakevei ha'eibim shetobi v'loi nosom t'chib t'chaymo v'isaye u'mishpazel l'chei u'golu lo yobeini mishali elo yetzeik olo bibez. So in other words, he wouldn't have spent all the money by himself if the other fellow had not agreed to share in the expenses of rebuilding the wall. Alright. Mit Aladamus und Mailo, ein Mechaimenis. So, because so we see from this Mishnah that even though the original wall was much taller than Daled Amos, so we could argue, just as we say Nofal Shani, according to Mandoma, who says Hezek realized, but Nofal Shani, why? Because Nofal Shani. So Rav Teisa says, because Teisa says, because the who you last is over heads, and Rashi says Shari Nisratzo Rishim. So what could argue, just as we say is Nofal Shani, according to Mandoma, that has a clear loishnez. So if has a clear loishnez, so then even up to the extent, even to the extent of the Adamis, he has no inherent right to force the other fellow to share the expenses of the wall. But since they already built once the wall, so he can force him to rebuild. So the same thing should be true. And over and above Daled Amos, since true originally there is no source of forcing each other to build the wall higher than Daled Amos. But since they already agreed, so the melee, he should have the right to force him to rebuild the same kind of wall that was originally built. So, commercial or not? So, according to Teisa's Pshat, we can understand. That's why not. Because in the case of a wall that is just Daled Amos tall, so even according to Mandoma, that Mechitza means good, that has a clear voice, bears it, so there is no inherent originally. So neither Shochet has an inherent right to force the other fellow to join him in building a wall, but Nofal Shani, because they already got accustomed to do very private tashvishi in the hotel. So maybe in such a case, so has a clear shmei has a given according to the first question of. So that's only Shayer to the extent of Aladamis, but over the whole Aladamis, so even though they got accustomed to do very private tashmishi, but he cannot see if there is Oh, if there is a chitze of Daladames, so over in the body Daladames, he cannot see. But according to Rashi, so according to teachers, you understand as to why we do not apply the principle of Nachal Shahane over in the body Daladames, only to the extent of Daladames. But according to Rashi, that there is as to why we say Nachal Shahane, even according to Mandora, that it is Chriyaloishmi as according to Rashi, but Nachal is different. Why? Because Kvonis Ratzo Misheni. So maybe the same story of Kvonis Ratzo Misheni we should apply to over the book Daladamas Tunis Ratzo Misheni. So originally, so they both agreed to build a Mechitza of six Ames, not of Daladamas. But the answer is, we have to understand what is the meaning of this Ratzo Misheni. What is it? In other words, you keep him bound because he originally agreed, so because of that, so he's bound. So we explained at that time that this Rashi of Konisratza Visheni can be explained in accordance with the Sheet of the Law. That doesn't mean that Rashi has to agree with the Sheet of the Law. That doesn't mean that Rashi has to agree with the Sheet of the Law. But we explain the Sheet of the Law, that the Rosh Hashanah is that the Haloche of Hezek Kriya Shnei Hezek, so he can be forced to share in the expenses of the Mechitze Kimina Gandine, is based upon the Schus of Machachel. Now, even according to the first motion, that Hezek Kriya Loi Shnei Hezek, the Misipes, he can force it. Now, what does Misipes mean? So according to one sheet, misipes means just cunning. But according to the other sheet, misipes means also a mechitze of aponi, jimine kamdine, but with chalains. So that's much less if you can have many chalains in the world. So you don't have to spend so much money on stones. So, but it's even according to Mandoma has a kriya, according to Oruch, so even according to Mandoma has a kriya, Loishmi has it, he can still force the other fellow to share the expenses of a mechitz of Avonim except with Chalitz. What kind of ischus is it? It's a schus of kriyas, makechalke. That's the whole schus of forcing the other to build misikis, of makechalke. What does makechalke mean? That each one's chalik should be distinguished as the private chilek of that yidik. There shouldn't be any interference by the other shul. If he can trespass with impunity upon the chilek of the other shul, so maybe he's not like a chalke, even though he set up as a simen. This is the boundary between Ruben's chilek and Shimon's chilek. So only if you set up a mechitze that will preclude the possibility of trespassing upon one another's lot with impunity. Some melee, if we say Hezek Kriya, Roishme Hezek, so the fact that one shooter will be able to trespass visually with impunity does not infringe upon the Matya HaKoras Chelik. But if we say Hezek Kriya Shmei Hezek, so a visual trespass is also a trespass, like a trespass with one's feet. So the melee, as long as it's possible for one shite to look, to gaze at the other one's tashmishi, so melee that means that he's not a makir as chalke. He cannot be makir as chalke, as long as there can be a visual trespass. So it's aloche of Makir Eschelke. So Mele, according to Mandoma, that has a real Rishbe Ezek, so at the very outset, one can be Makir Eschelke, even if it's possible for one shooter to look at the Tashmishi of Danifu. Mashi, in the case of Nofal, so from Israto, Mishani, and according to Rashi, we pointed out at the time. We pointed out at the time that even if the Rishenim were other people, let's say the original owners were Reuben and Shimon, And now the owners are Levi and Yehudi. He doesn't say for this Ratzor, hey. Rashi uses the motion for this Ratzor and Sheni. So even in such a case, we say no Falshane, according to Rashi. Why? Because since the original owners decided to build the Meritze, why? In order that there should be a full Hakoras Helkin, that one should be able to be separated from the other slot, even in the visual sense. So the melee, it becomes a vested right of a Korosel. So that's why we say no Shaya. So that's only Shaya to the extent of Dalet Amos. So the melee, there is a diminution in the Korosel chain, if it's possible for one Shutev to look normally at the Tashmish of the Shutev. But over in the book of Dalet Amos, so we'll only be able to look if he jumps. So that will not be considered as an interference and as a diminution in the Hakorah, in the enjoyment of the private lot of each one should. Each one of each one. But some of it is lache. Suppose Reuben built a mechitze of Dalet, of Chesamas, and then Shimon built another wall. In other words, he indicated that he intends to take advantage of the wall that Ruby built, even though he still did not utilize it. But we see that he is happy with the wall that Ruby built, because he indicated his intention of putting a tikkun. So the melee, so the galgino of Ezekiel. So then she can be forced to reimburse him for the expenses involved in the mechitzeh over the border of Adam. Now, but in regard to the mechitzeh over the border of Adam, if Reuven claims it from Shimon, Shimon should reimburse him. And Shimon said, I already reimbursed you. So then, the halacha is that the cheska shall be nosa. Right. Some of it rush, some of it is laugh is upon the air from the mind of the Dalai Lama itself. Rubotsa, when say you bag boss, some of Hashem is laugh, can you get Kisel Z? Can you be sah? We was his own of tea, come Kisel Gates. I will be also a dynamic hole. We don't give a little sack, you know, because we die to the Nikolai bag boy. We have Kasholinos. He bought it, she be totally dealing laugh, some of Kisel Gates edition. We will take the health hole, but machine part. We say, when the Sati Chalkin in the Amor, Elevate, she mishpatze, go to the hall, the Achie Chalibu, best name also. Now this, Dine de Mishneh, is expressive of a very big Chiddush, because the general rule is that if you have is them, if you have is Potter. So here, Reuben built a wall that is Chesames, Tom, not just Aladamas. And there, Shimeh was saying that like Yislach. And then Reuben claims reimbursement from Shimon. And Shimon says, I already paid you. So the halacha is that Shimon is not Nemo, and that Reuben can collect it. But Shimon is a Kibar Hakko. He says, Poraiti. So he should be Nemo. So there is a big Chiddush, because here there is a Nundere. That Shimon wouldn't, because after all, this is, over and above the Dalet Amos, so he cannot be forced to reimburse. A person doesn't like to reimburse the other fellow if he cannot be forced to do it. But here there is a special circumstance. It's same like Yislach. So this is a deal that no one knows, only those who are loading, so they know this deal of someone like Yislach. But the average person doesn't know of this halacha. The average person knows of the halacha, that up to the extent of the Dalet Amos, so one should have to enforce the other. Because that halacha is well known, but this halacha of some of the Yislach here, this is not well known. So the main sense is not well known, so there is a presumption. There is a presumption that he wouldn't do it until he called him to Bezdin. Now, so that means, suppose Shimon happens to be a very big one, is Boki in Bhagavasa. So would it be different? human nature. So that's so it has okay that he's not going to pay, to reimburse him at the first claim until what he's going to do it only after he'll be called to Bessel. So Mela now he says, I paid you even before you called me the Bessel. So it's not them. So it's Hazoki that it's not you. That's a big chiddush. Shein mishpat ze kol rechol ve'achi chayviu besdin enu osomi. Why? After all, if Shimon happens to be a Boki or a Basra and he knows the Aloche, so why is he also with him? Why is he also with him? After all, he knows that when you go to Besdin, Besdin will tell him that he has to pay, just as he knows Bolo Basra, so Besdin also knows Bolo Basra. The answer is, since it is something that not everybody knows, so Shimon thinks that he'll be able to reach a settlement with Reuven. Because Shimon knows that he knows the deal, but he might think that Reuven himself is not convinced of his rights. So the Mele, he's not ready to agree to pay until he's called to Besdin, because he probably hopes that on account of the fact that this deal is not well known, that only a few will know this halacha of Somach Mikis Lachim, so the Mele he'll be able to reach a settlement with him, and then he won't be able to demand full reimbursement because there will be already a chile from him. Alright. Now the taste. Me'ava Amisul Maimo in the Chayimis, Becheskas Shalonosa. Aire, so Me'ava Amisul Maimo, we say, is the Cheskas Shalonos. So, Teshes was bothered, as the Ramam explains it, I mean, that's the plain shot. So, Teshes was bothered by an obvious kasha against the Mishnah. It all would be well if it had been established that Reuven built it by himself, that they didn't build it together, and now Reuven is demanding reimbursement. So the question is, did he pay or he didn't? But that is only shayer if it is established that Reuven built it by himself, not that they both together built it. So then, and the question is, in view of the fact that it's established that Reuven built the wall by himself, and the question is, so he's entitled to reimbursement from Shimon. Did Shimon already pay the reimbursement or he didn't? So we say, over as in regard to over and above the Dalet Aleph, so is Bechesed Shalonoson. But how do we know that Reuven built it by himself? Maybe they both built it. Maybe Shimon built it by himself. Just because Reuven says so? Just because Reuven says so. So even if Shimon will admit that Reuven at the very outset built it by himself without Shimon joining him, but he would claim that Reuven built it by himself without me joining him, but after he built it, I paid it. Even though at the very outset I was unhappy about this wall, about the rebuilding of the wall. So then it should be Nemon with the Migge. Then it should be Nemon with the Migge. Because since it is not known who built it, whether Reuven built it by himself or they both built it together, or Shimon built it by himself, that three possibilities. There was a wall that was originally built by the two of them. Now it fell down and it was rebuilt. And if it's not established that Reuven rebuilt it by himself, so there are three possibilities. So how can the Mishnah say Bicheska Shalinosa? It's shayach to say Bicheska Shalinosa if it is established that Reuven. But the question is, did Shimon later on reimburse Reuven? So he said Bicheska Shalinosa. Shimon is not likely to agree to reimburse Reuven in respect to something that the halacha of which is not known, except to a few. But how do we know that Reuven built it by himself? So what do we say? Shimon admitted that Reuben built it by himself, and originally he was reluctant to join Reuben, but so Reuben built it by himself, but later on, let's say a week later, he reimbursed Reuben. So then he should be there with the media, because he could have said, we together built it. Or he could have said, I built it by myself, you owe me money, I mean. So if he admits that Reuben built it by himself, but later on, a week later, he'll be reimbursed Reuben, he should be there with the media. That's the discussion. So Thesis gives the terrorists that here the Mishneh, of course, in an ordinary case where it's not established that Reuben built it by himself, that Reuben built it by himself, so then we wouldn't say Becheska Shalonosa. Becheska Shalonosa. But here the Mishneh is reference to a case where it is determined, established, that Reuben built it by himself. How is it established that Reuben built it by itself? I read in the Yadinon, the Kidam Chad Be'arati Lechab. V'hoyo Misari, in other words, it's well known, the Haredim who heard how Reuben was pleading with Shimon that he should join him in rebuilding the wall, and Shimon refused. And then it was finally built by Reuben. Everybody knows. So, and the question is, did Shimon reimburse him already? But he certainly did not join him at the very outset. In other words, there was some discussion. There was an argument, and Shimon refused. But then there is a new argument between them as to whether Shimon already reimbursed Reuben or not. Some in Mele we say, how the Chesed Shalom Nosan? Vimtzol v'hamid b'shor sochosis. So the Asam B'Sheini will give another terrors. I mean, there is no machlekes. In other words, they apply to the Mishneh where Reuben constructed the chosis. So the Mele, that's a Rayeh, that he built it by himself. Because if he didn't build it by himself, either there would be two chosis or there wouldn't be any chosis. Now, if there is only one chosis, that is pointing in the direction of Shimon, so that's a Rayeh, that's the way the chosis has been constructed, that Reuben built it by himself. So some of the Shemim give that talent. So Thesis says we don't have to resort to that talent. But from the notion of Thesis, it's mashma. The Thesis is chilek on the shite of the Rambam. We said it when we discussed the Thesis of the Fichon. So we also said the Thesis is chilek. The Thesis is chilek on the Rambam. So but from this Thesis, it's also mashma. The Thesis is chilek on the Rambam. The Rambam shite is that Chotzis is not affected by Chotzah. Chotzis is only affected by Bikon. But by Chotzah, Chotzis isn't even affected. So Thesis says, V'imtzor v'hamim b'shos Chotzis. But it's a good gimte, but we don't have to resort to it. So it's Rai, here we are doing with Chotzah, not with Bikon. So we see that Thesis here, just as Thesis in the Thesis of Nefichon, is Chelik and Ramban. And Thesis holds here that Chotzis is affected even by Chotzah. Not only by me. Avopishalinosan, all of his atiko, Mikal Gilin. Even though he didn't put out the tikros yet, Mikal Mesake, Avogab is an enemy of the whole support, Mikomo. So this is a Likashi. Why would he say that Avopishalinosan, all of his atiko? So in Mikal Gilin, all of his atiko, but we passed. Zelenetzel Choser is Potter. So, to the extent of Daladames, so then it's not the Choser, because it's Choser. Because why does Reuben build in Chitze up to the height of Daladames? Because he doesn't want to be damaged by Shimon's Riyah. So the money that he spent on the wall, Reuben is Choser on account of Shimon. But over and above, in respect to the height, over and above the Daladames, so there couldn't be any damage. But he is super sensitive. He wants to have a wall that would protect him against Riyah. Even if Shimon decides to keep on jumping. All right, but that's not considered. which person, I mean, that's not considered as a clear just because there is no obstruction over the wall, the height of the lands. So melee is not considered choser machmashine. So then he's considered choser machmashatmi because he's super sensitive. So the melee, if it's not considered choser machmashine, but choser machmashatmi, so it's alpidi, it's considered that there is a little choser. Because who tells him to be so super sensitive and to build such a high wall? So it's an little choser, and we pass with a little choser, is potter. So Tetzves gives two thoughts. The first direct in Tetzves is, Mikol Mokim Kim Mikol Etaitim, V'Michalei Behag Goy Echai. In other words, when do we say that Zenen and Zenon Chosea is Potea if there is no Gildas by the Niki? But if there is a Gildas by the Niki, so then we, even if it's Loy Chosea, even if it's Loy Chosea, so it's also high. It is Loy Chosea. The Chay Mashman Amrit is correct. The Koma Kaim with the Niki. So the word in Mulakame is, it mentions the Kasha, mentions Erai, not the Kasha, because that wasn't a Shaila anymore, but then the Chosar Chayo Pote. So the word tries to be patient from the Mishneh that says, Yom Adam Nike is Mikal Zerak, Taim Yom Adam Nike, Ho Am Maki, is potter, Shema Mino Zenenev, so the Choser is potter. So the question arises, so why does the Pesi say, Yimor Adanike, so is Chayev Zenenev, so Choser is potter? The answer is, when do we say Zenenev, so Choser is potter, only from the Maki, because of this, but if from the Nike, because of this, so then, even if it's only Choser is Chayev. So on the Melech, here too, if he was saying, like in case of Acher, so it's like from the Nike, so there is a Gildas, so the main thing is Goy Chosar is Chai. Now what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? One Pshat. If Zenenet or Chosar is Potter, so what difference does it make whether Omar Maki because of Savis, or Omar Miki because of Savis? All right, it's a Raya from the Gemara. But we have to understand the Gemara. So what's the difference? So it can be explained with what the Ramban says in the Chametz. The Ramban says that the reason is why Ravune, in explaining Rav Yetzi, says, Hakel Fimashi Goda, in other words, if the Mechitza that was built was a Mechitza of Govin, so he has to pay half of the expenses involved in building a Mechitza of Govin. So then, it's because Ravune holds, in explaining Rav Yetzi, that it has a being of Isoda Asuyomita, and what's the Aloche? Hayir is a Soda Chavir Shoei Roshus. But so the Asuya Mita, so then it didn't come out of the Zelintin. She didn't tell us a day. So he has to get paid like a Shasmon, like a licensed worker. So here too. So since it's Omad Nike, so it's Asuya Mita. If it's Omad Nike, so the Ramban says it with Omad Maki in explaining Rabune. But if Omad Nike, so it's certainly considered Asuya Ribonis. If it's Omad Maki, so then there is a machleke between Ramune and Rabchim Rab, whether it's Asuya Ribodeya with the gather of Rabonim, or it's Asuya Ribodeya with the gather of Betamim, or it's Asuya with Agamitire Barzuse. But that's only if Omad Maki, but if Omad Nike, so everybody agrees that it's considered like Isoda Asuya Ribodeya with the gather of Rabonim. Because the Nike already indicated his das, he's a krugu of the gather, So the melee, that's why, so here too, since it's Omach Mekis La'achel, so the melee there is a new das, so it's like Omad Nike, in the case of Omad Nike, so even if it's Roy Choser, it's high, because then it's not on the basis of Anoye, then it's on the basis of the Shvach, of that, of the work, because if it's Omad Nikev, so it's considered as if he had engaged the person to do it. If somebody will engage a person to be the Teah, anyone, so he has to pay him the same fee that a regular licensed worker and would take. So he had them. Ah. So that's one thing. So Khim Ashram is a Nikomatani, Nikomaki for that. Shmamino is an enemy. He's a Rosapota. But Rohim Shabbat Nikom Chayim. Came here. That seems to be very good answer after all. There is a Rayim Chachas from the Moran of Kame. But still, this gives another time. Iname, Hoche is a Hoso. She gave him when she be a case of my own without Amis. He did she will hear when he has a clear Bishum Indian man. Why do Bishum Indian man? That means if you have a case that is now an Amisahi, then you cannot tell when he has a clear. He cannot look, but if he decides to jump, so then he can look. And even if he decides to jump. So in other words, so here is considered a toss. Because why did he build such a tall wall? Because here he's afraid, woman is afraid that Shimon will from time to time jump and look. So in melee, so in other words, he's choser, so the reason as to why he made the wall so tall is because of Shimon. So the first washing is yours. That's not considered chosea on account of Shimon, just because he's so super sensitive. But the second washing says no. Even though it emanates from the super sensitivity or on the part of Rubei, but the fact is that he spent extra money and made the wall 8 times high, not 4 hours high, because of Shimon's possible hesitation. So mainly it's chosel because of Shimon. So it's considered zemenem zechosel. Why the state? So there is a machloket between the first question and the second question says as to whether this is considered chosel on account of Shimon or it's considered chosel on account of Rubei. All right, so that is not difficult. We can understand both points of view. But from the second washing it appears that the only reason as to why if he can be forced to reimburse Rubei even for the height over and above the Nahal Damis is because he is a Chosea. But if he wouldn't be a Chosea, he couldn't be forced. But isn't it anymore before Rashi's Nahal Damis? That were in Tzomat Nikim, then we don't have to resort to the fact that he's a Chosa. If he's not a Chosa, so it's a Raim Chachat. So what will the second Washington Tate says do with the Gemara Boka? With the Gemara Boka. Now, again, why is it that the Gemara Boka says, that the Gemara Boka says that if Tzomat Nikim, so even though Even if we assume that it's a case of Zen and Zon Chosea, it's still high. All right, Maschon of the Gemara is at the Rambam giving Seirei. So the MS is that over there is Chosea. But from the Gemara's Kashi, so it's a lie that even if it would be a case of Loi Chosea, but by all that Nikkev would be higher. Why? So, because if it's Omad Nikkev, so then, the fact that it's not Nikkev, so that constitutes a Gilodas, that he approves of it. So that means that this is Sotera Asuya we got here with this kind of Gerabai. If it's not Nikkev. If it's not Makkev, so then, Abune says this, and Chibarab says that. But if it's not Nikkev, so it's certainly a Sotera Asuya Mita. And by Sotera Asuya Mita, we don't have to resort to the Aloche of Anor. There is a special one, the Chayev of Anor. So in other words, if I derive a certain benefit from a certain person, so I have to compensate it for that way. That's the Mishnah of Akame. The Mishnah says that if Rubens behemoth goes to Shusarabi, and then Shusarabi meets up the sailing of Shimon, so even though the Zerzakosov will be up is the Acheya, the Rubens Shusarabi, he doesn't have to pay for the value of the sailing, because there is no chiyu on the score of mazik of the ship, because it's part of Bibyoshis Rabbi, but he is Mishalim Mashinets. So there is a special mechayim of Mashinets. So that's the halacha, that if I derive a certain annoying from another person, I have to compensate him. I have to pay for that one. That is, so that's in the case where there is no Jodas. So then, if I'm at back, so then the Mechayev is on the basis of Anoye. So where the Mechayev is the Anoye, so there is Aloche, a Anoye that does not involve any Chison. Anoye by Ruben, that does not involve the Chison. Ishimen, so that kind of Anoye is not Mechayev. That's the pshat in Zenon and Zohar. Mashenkin, if it's so much naked, so there is a Gildas, then we don't have to resort to the Mechayev of Anoye. Then, it's the Aloche of Yeren is a son of Haverei, Shalom Vashus, by Soda Asui of Ita, so he is entitled like a regular worker. So, Choser or not Choser? Choser or not Choser? Suppose you engage a worker, and then you kind of, he wasn't Choser, because he enjoys doing that work. So really, he was not Choser, the worker. He enjoys it. He feels very unhappy when he doesn't do that kind of work. So would that be a ground for exempting him from pain? So if it's Govadaita de Nichalei, so then it's Soda Asuyomita. So it's a lot of Soda Asuyomita. So he's entitled like a Shastron Shebeir, like a licensed worker. So you do not have to resort to the Mechayev of Anoye. That's the pshat in Gemara Guta. Now, the question is, why? Why is it that it's considered Soda Asuyomita? Now, if we understand why, according to Rabuni, even if I'm at Maki, so the Ramban says that according to Rabuni, even if I'm at Maki, so he has to pay with Mashigota. Why? Because it's considered like a Soda Asuyomita. Asode wa asirio, we got a bigeter shalavoni. This is what Ravuna says. And what is Chibarab saying? Chibarab says no, it's not considered like Isode asuyo, we got a bigeter shalavoni. But it's considered like Isode asuyo, we got a bigeter shalavoni. So the question is, what if Shah? Let's see, how is it asuyo? What is the practice of the people? Do they build the mechitze of Avonim or do they build the mechitze of Kanim? Of Kanim Israel? So we explain it. That obviously, according to the Rambam, the Mishnah has referenced the case where the Amunog is hooking. No, it's hooking. Some people set up in the Chitze of Kanmizel, some people set up in the Chitze of Avonim. So, the question is it Asuyo when we got there with the most expensive Chitze, or it's Asuyo we got there with the most inexpensive Chitze? There's a Machlek, it's not a Machlek, in the Mitzies. Imitias what the practice of the people is, I mean, it's a child. So according to Ramban, we have to apply the Mishnah from Akiv Eschavir and Shomish Mechenzo to this kind of a case, where the Amunog is looking. So, Amunog is looking. So, Meleire, there is a Machleket, Amunech, Yibarav, Alekamer, Abyeisi, whether it's considered like Yisoda Asuyo Mikodeh, or Yisoda Asuyo Mikodeh, or Yisoda Asuyo Mikodeh, we can get there. Of general Kanim or Akamitire, whatever. But if it's not Nikkei, then everybody agrees that since there is such a unity, certain people in the city, in that market, so are accustomed to building Chitz of Avonim, and it's not Nikkei, he was Migaladas. So mainly everybody agrees that Tarekamer, Yetzi, Rabuner, Chilibarab, everybody that it's considered like Yisod Deva Asuyo Mikodeh with the Gedar of Avon. Since there is such a practice, and he indicated his approval for this kind of Gedar, so everybody agrees that in such a case, it's considered like Yisod Deva Asuyo Mita, Yisod Deva Asuyo Mikodeh with the Gedar of Avon. So that is Shayer in the case of Hamaki Feshavirei Mishal Shuchetz. So we must say that according to the Rambam, the Mishnah is reference to a case where there is a minhag to build up a mechitze. But minhag is chuki. Some build this kind of mechitze, some build that kind of mechitze. Masha'im kin here in this Mishnah, where we are dealing with the height of the mechitze over and above the Dalagames, so there is no minhag to build a mechitze high taller than Dalagames. He decided to build it higher than Dalai Lama's. So the second question he takes this is that even if it's going down to Jerusalem, but the disapproval was given when? Much later. So that does not have retroactive effect. This is the pshat in the second washing cases. That over there, where there is a minhag by the Bnei Avotim to build the mechitzeh, but you know this good. Some build this kind of mechitzeh, some build that kind of mechitzeh. And some just content themselves by engaging in watching. So, but there is a minhag to set up a certain kind of mechitzeh or a certain kind of a protection. Not a mechitzeh, by a watcher, by a point engaging in watcher. So the melee, they are, if it's Omad Nikev, so this Omad Nikev, this approval has retroactive effect, and it's considered retroactively, as if so there were three of the goddess, since everybody in the city says I'm Mechitze, but some said that this kind of Mechitze, some said that kind of Mechitze. He said that the most precious Mechitze, the most expensive Mechitze, a Mechitze of God. And some people do set up Tosh Mechitze. Some people don't set up Tosh Mechitze. Then in addition, the Nikev indicated his endorsement of this kind of Mechitze. So maybe it has a retroactive effect. And it's considered retroactively as he saw there. Hoemig we got there with this kind of gap. Mashinke here, in respect to the height, over and above, Daladames, no one builds more than Daladames. He's the only one. He's a queer person. He's super sensitive. And he built the wall higher than Daladames. So the first washing in Tesves, holds that even though there is no minhag of doing the mechitzeh, he's the only one, but since the other fellow Shimon indicated his approval later on, so it still has retroactive effect. And that determines retroactively that it was retroactively a medes with the gather of Daladames, not with the gather of Chesames, not with the gather of Daladames, but with Chesames. There's the first notion. The second notion says, since there was no meaning of building in Chitze above Daladames, so the Gilu Das is no retroactive effect. But over there, since there is a meaning to set up in Chitze, so everybody agrees that the Gilu Das is retroactive. So the second motion holds, it was not a retroactive effect. If it was not a retroactive effect, so he couldn't be entitled to payment on the basis of ending Kamodom Reitze, Ritat Mitin, Le Chaveri Shivita Sodeh. But he can be entitled to get paid only on the basis of Anoye. Anoye, so there is a Lochezen and there's a Lochezen is Potter. So that's why Deze says, it's an end of the Lochezen. Alright. Omar Vishlokish, Hakibiyas Valchabeire, Roma Leperati Hobsir Zmani, Eden Emon, Uribachi Yifabizmane. Now, you'll see here. The Mashal says, "Hakibiyas malach haveyom ashvat admi malach haveyrei ubo bismani viyom alay peraticho biser zmani." Amen. Now this is what the Mashal is giving us. Now that is in accordance with Tesis. Tesis says, "Ubo bismani viyom alay peraticho biser zmani." Because there are two cases anymore. One case is the way it appears in our text, not the way the Mashal calls Magir. In other words, Hakibeyas Malach Haveirei V'yom Alei Peraticho B'Seir Zmani is in them Ulvay Shifo B'Zman. And the other Gersi is the Gersi of Tesis Ubo B'Zmani V'yom Alei Peraticho Teir Zmani in them. Right. Now, we'll discuss that the next time. The reason is why, some of the shame and this girl said some machine recognize this girl said some machine say no, the girl says that we put his money on a practice of money. So how much have to be as well have you money in them? We buy sheep from his money. Why? Because Chazoke in the Bereya Bishel Zmane Abayi Virov Dal Tavaye Obedin Yitor Rabi Gav Zinne Zinne Nisram Rezuze Omar Eizu Yifreye Kehei Chedo Bereya Tavaye. So there's a Machleket between Abayi Virov and Mishlokish. We pass like Mishlokish. According to Mishlokish, there is a Chazoke, there is a presumption that a person is not disposed to pay debt before the debt matures. So even if he's a kibrakon, he says, I paid it, here's money, he's not an emor. Kibrakon is an emor. But here we have a chokh, that the time of the kibrakon is not a true time. Chazok. Abayi Rav is saying, no, there is no such chazok. Why? Because sometimes a person decides to pay before the debt matures because he happened to have money at the time, and he anticipates that when the debt will mature, he will not have money. So he wants to be free of pressure. So because of that, it's very likely that the person might pay the debt before the debt matures. That if, let's say, Reuven built the wall up to Dalet Amos, and then later on he claims from Shimon that he should reimburse him, and Shimon is saying, true, I didn't want to join, but after you built it, I reimbursed you, so his name. Achiv Raishon Osa, Heichel. After the war was finished, is a kibahakal. I mean, that's it, impossible. Kibahakal is nemo, is put. So then it's not such a double portion. So the Mishnah has to tell us. So it's a raya to Abayi Rav, because if the Mishnah referenced the case where he said, so then it's such a double portion that it wouldn't be necessary for the Mishnah to tell us that. How much did he pay his money? So the Gemara says, no, that when he says, that it is the Mishnah deals with the case where he claims reimbursement before the whole wall was built. But then you ask, so then it's a riot. That even Paraticho Bishel's money before the wall is built, so it's not payable as yet. The reimbursement is not payable as yet. So the reimbursement is payable even before the whole wall is built. Because for every shura of money that he puts up, he is entitled to reimbursement immediately. The moment he puts up one shura of money, let's say, in order to have Dalet Amos, he has to put up four shuras. Let's say, every shura represents, let's say, one army. So the moment he sets up, Uwe builds one shura of Avoni, so it's already payable. So it's already his money. That's the chiddush, because we could say, it's not payable as yet. It's not. Shanoch el chosho ben mishof is in you. You know, brother, his money is short, he's not a man, he's feeding them all. Shall the time is going to be your toll, it will be your decree, so it's a regular kibrach, or I'll take up salesman, finish his one to Abbas. But, now, more, Tosh, Ches Kashori no son, Achir Verae, Cheno son, Hechado, Ile me doma le paratiho, his money, amai hoi, Elo al doma le paratiho, his salesman, alo meloi, so, alo, obedinish di pora, bigam sinei, the problem has been. So the Gemara says, no. Shana hoche doma amiyim adim chayu rabo. Anyway, so we have a machlech. So, Rav Popi v'Ravune b'rid Rav Yishua v'kabai v'rob. Rav Ravashi hova t'rev shlokish. V'yul chese k'rev shlokish. V'afilu miyasa. V'yav v'gav yom ama. Habo v'pora mirsi nisein. V'yipora lo b'shvue. But here, he can collect even from nisein. Without Yeshua. Chazoker will not be Kiddush before Abkhazim. All right. Er wird lang doch praktisch auf diesem Mannik, ich habe gesagt, am ist doch schon ein bisschen Chesel und Nassan. Ich will nicht mal praktisch auf diesem Mannik, ich habe gesagt, es geht. Wie ihr dachte, kann man es reiaft, es ist mir lang besser. Mir geben wir Michael und Rabonon. Hier und dachte, wenn man praktisch auf diesem Mannik, ist wo in ihm. Weil viele mir das, in mir ist aber ein bisschen das Mannik, geht er hin, in der Isen, in der Leuschwe, wo er Chashidon, wo er Pare, na und das ist nicht. Das ist nicht. Das kann wohl, wo er mich, sie an Isen, um die Kuches, wo er in Pore, aber ich will. So that is what I wish. That even though, now of course, that applies to a case of a new Mishnah. Because if it's a new Valpeh, so why not can you see the same one? Kuches. I mean, he couldn't collect even with this way. Because even with this way he couldn't collect. Because he's a Kibrak. So if Ruben says to Shimon that the Shimon owes him money, and Shimon says, I already paid it, so Ruben couldn't collect because Shimon is a Gibra. But if Ruben produces a Shtar against Shimon, so then Shimon is not Nemon to say politely, because even though Gibra is Nemon, because here there is the Chochev Shtar, you're my boy. If you paid, how come that I still have the Shtar? But, so he could collect. So from Shimon he could collect without the Shimon. But from the same Shimon, we kuches, he can only collect if he's Nishma. So that is only if he wants to collect Brachas money. But if he tries to collect Kedem's money, so on account of the Choche, of Inon and Perea, Bishir's money, so it is his body that he didn't pay. So the memory doesn't even have to be issued. All right. Now, for next time, so we should be ready, and we go up to some of the cases of Hachel, Mikau, of the Sakel, with all the cases, and then we can.